On 4BC Weekends, The Explainer.
Well, if you've been following the world news over the past week, in fact, this is broken now into the news everywhere. It's moved from SBS News to all of the news. We have a reporter there. I know Channel 7 has a reporter there. It's all taken off. I'm talking about events holding up in Central Europe and Russia apparently poised to invade Ukraine. What's it all about? That's this week's question on The Explainer. Dr. Matt McDonald is an associate professor at the University of Queensland's School of Political Science and International Studies. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
What is... Now, I know you could go into great detail here, but we'll see if we can do this in 5 minutes. What is happening right now on the ground in and on the border of Ukraine?
So, essentially, we've seen a really significant build-up of the Russian military on the border with the Ukraine, and that's coincided with the Russian government essentially saying we need to draw a line in the sand, or more accurately, in the snow, to indicate to the West that we're not happy with NATO expanding or even considering expanding to include countries like the Ukraine, which of course Russia still considers part of its border ambit. So you've got that specific claim, but alongside it, the sense that Russia wants to return to a position not unlike where it occupied during the Cold War in some ways. It wants to essentially push back against this, what it sees as a pernicious spread of the West and Western influence towards its borders.
Why has this suddenly, and for someone like yourself, you'd be reading, hearing and listening to stories about Ukraine all the time, but for your mainstream media audience, there's just been something in the last week. You know, I mentioned the fact, like Channel 9, we've got a reporter there, 7 sent a reporter there, and then suddenly it crosses that line. Everyone is aware of it. What's actually happened? Is it just the troops moving in? Is it the move by NATO? Was there a single something that has just put this on the front pages almost?
It's really been Russia that has pushed this onto the international agenda. If anything, Zelensky, the leader of Ukraine, has actually tried to play down the level of the threat posed. But at the same time, he has been saying, look, we are open to increasing levels of cooperation with NATO. And Russia has decided, Putin has decided, now is the time for a show of strength. So we've seen a significant deployment of troops to the border. At the same time, this began sort of the tail end of last year, and then at the same time issuing sort of statements around how unacceptable it is that NATO continues to expand or consider expansion to include some of those former Soviet states were, of course, Warsaw Pact states during the Cold War. So it's really been Putin who has put this on the international agenda and, of course, the West concerned about potential sort of conflict.
Do you see the threat of invasion as real?
Yes, very, 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 very much so. I think whether there's something that Putin can come away with to say, well, actually, we got these concessions. So it might be that there is, of course, ongoing conflict within Ukraine on the eastern side of the Ukraine. We've seen ongoing conflict, around 14,000 people killed already. This has been post the Russian annexation of Crimea, which was around 2013. So we've seen that conflict being ongoing, and it may be that Putin is pushing for some of those areas to essentially be declared as autonomous regions within Ukraine. That might be enough for him to say, well, because they're essentially puppet regimes that are supportive of Russia, he might think, well, that's enough to expand our sphere of influence. Because if he's real about NATO essentially saying we will never have Ukraine as a member, then that's a really significant historical change for NATO to its open door policy, and that would be something that the West wouldn't, including the US, wouldn't entertain. So if that's the case, if that's a deal breaker for him, we may well see some form of intervention. But of course, European states are very keen to avoid that because they rely so much on Russia, especially for about a third of their oil and gas comes from Russia at the moment.
How does this affect us here in Australia? Like, are we going to get drawn into a military conflict here, or is it going to be more on the trade sanction side of things?
Well, we're certainly going to try to avoid this one if we can. I think there will be economic implications for Australia. The Australian government's already reached out and said we can make up some of the difference in terms of gas to Europe if this is something that kicks off, if this is helpful, but we will see an increase in things like, if there is an intervention, we will see an increase in gas and oil prices, potentially significant. That's the sort of effect. I think Australia will be keen to stay out of this to the extent that it's possible, rather than being drawn into a broader conflict. But of course, we can expect some sort of strong diplomatic language from Australia in response.
Absolutely. All right, Dr. Matt MacDonald, Associate Professor at UQ's School of Political Science and International Studies. Thanks for being on The Explainer this week.
Thanks for that, Spencer.